This is WSKG News. The primary election for the Pennsylvania Supreme Court is next week, giving voters a chance to pick their party's nominees. The winners then vie for three open seats on the seven-justice bench. As Mary Wilson reports, while the field is crowded, experts are not holding their breath for high voter turnout.
The best line I heard about the Supreme Court primary campaign came right before a candidates' forum. The candidates were prepping inside. And in the hallway, one of the event planners, a very plugged-in lawyer, said, "Who are these people?" You can forgive the bewilderment. The court has three open seats and 12 people are running. So the field is overwhelming. But judicial elections are already among the least loved elections on the ballot, at least from the voters' perspective. Historically, Pennsylvanians just don't care about them.
I'm not suggesting that the candidates aren't qualified. We've had many well-qualified candidates elected to appeals courts over the years, but the voters don't know that.
Terry Madonna is a pollster with Franklin and Marshall College. He stopped doing phone surveys about court races in the 1990s because voters knew nothing about them. The polls were useless.
Actually, what they help us with is to understand that appeals court elections are literally a crapshoot.
The candidates this year are six Republicans, six Democrats. The top three vote-getters in each party will go on to the general election. Winners will get a 10-year term on the state's high court. Three seats open in one election is unprecedented for the modern state Supreme Court. How did we get here? Well, the court's chief justice aged out of the system. Pennsylvania has a judicial age limit of 70 years old. That's one. The other two vacancies resulted from scandals. One justice resigned her seat after being convicted on corruption charges. Another stepped down after his colleagues suspended him for exchanging raunchy emails with others in state government and threatening a fellow justice.
Oh. I've heard a lot of disgust and sadness.
Lynn Marks is head of the watchdog group Pennsylvanians for Modern Courts.
You can look at it as it's sad, it's terrible, it's awful, but it's also an opportunity to bring on new blood.
At recent forums, candidates have emphasized their integrity, their strong sense of ethics, and their ability to play nice with colleagues on the bench. But other things appear to influence the election more. Where their names will be on the ballot, any hotly contested mayoral elections that may drive up turnout, and, of course, money. Experts are bracing themselves for a record-breaking amount of cash to flow to these campaigns. So far, the dozen candidates have collected nearly $5 million. We won't know how much is being spent by independent groups that aren't technically coordinating with candidates. And why does this matter? What do Supreme Court justices do? They manage the entire state justice system, and they decide cases of far-reaching impact. In recent years, that's meant reviewing legal challenges of the state's new legislative districts and deciding whether state law on Marcellus Shale drilling can preempt local ordinances. In the near future, the court will consider the constitutionality of the governor's moratorium on the death penalty. Justices are also expected to review an appeal claiming that the state underfunds its schools. The political bent of the court is up for grabs as well. The bench has been majority Republican for a while. That could change if just two Democrats win in the general. The court's rulings have not been discernibly partisan, but some people think that could change because of the high stakes of this election and the number of far-left and far-right groups making endorsements. Mary Wilson in Harrisburg.